Podly-dum.
All the cycles. All the cycles.
Podcast.
Podly-dum.
Spelled backwards.
Leap. Dumb.
Podcast.
Leap. Dumb.
Pod.
Spelled backwards.
Pod.
Leap. Dumb.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Pod Lead'em. That's Top Model Podcast spelled backwards. My name is Hannah Jane Ginsburg, but you're not walking today. Today, you're doing something else.
I'm JW Crump, and I see you guys are in colors. What's that about?
And I'm Lex Basile Price, and toodles, tangerine.
Toodles. We are here today to say almost toodles to this cycle because it's episode 14, cycle 20, entitled Finale Part 1, : The Finalists Shoot Their Guest Campaign. Terrible title.
Such a mouthful.
Also, why not the girls and guys, which they do the next episode? Why now?
And whenever they take the who out, I get so mad.
No,
so I've changed it to the girl who has fewer than 1 million friends.
But if you have at least the three of us as your friend, you should become part of the Lead'em Pod by clicking that clicksaw and become a supporter. It seems to be working again. Hooray.
Yes, we've had so many people returning, new. We love it. And one of those new sponsors that we're going to give a shout out is Lauren.
Lauren.
Can I tell you a fun thing about the name Lauren? We've heard my voice.
Mm-hmm.
There are Reddit threads about my voice. My accent. Ooh, not brag. Don't Google it.
Hey, there's a Reddit thread about Hannah's voice sounding like Kelly Catron. It's fine.
And this name, Lauren, which is a beautiful name, classic name. Mm. I have many cousins named Lauren, and I always say Lauren instead of Lauren.
Lauren.
And my mother will not have that.
Ooh.
I say so many words incorrectly. And my mother is someone who pronounces it Salmon. But I say Lauren, and my mother's like, don't. And end of sentence. And I'm like, so Lauren, just to let you know, I have been trained. I have been conditioned to pronounce this correctly.
God forbid your mother ever meet Lara Spencer.
My mom could never listen to our Katazinha episode. She'd be like, JW.
What are you doing?
That beautiful woman's name you're butchering, just like Tyra.
So be just like Lauren and go to spotify.podcaster.com/show/pod/podlead'em or something like that. But no, just, you know what to do. Click the clicksel because you got
clicksel
a dollar.
That clicksel.
Can we talk about Amazon descriptions for the last time this cycle?
Oh, would love.
This is an Amazon description that had a spoiler.
It sure did.
And the spoiler of pronouns, because it says past contestants come back to assist the final three models, and one finalist is upset that the group is not supportive of her.
Well,
you can't do that in the guys and girls.
I don't know. Even descriptions was like, we all know it's Jordan, right?
But also, the show's homophobic. Maybe they're like, oh, her, Corey, she's great.
That the group is not supportive of that queen.
Yeah, these final two episodes, the real winner is Previouslys,
right?
Who get double.
Oh my gosh, too many claps to even clap. And so many weird Tyra sentences.
And so many descriptions of these contestants.
Before we get to the descriptions, why is Corey barely in his photo? When they show each contestant, Corey's like creeping in from Jordan's photo. His was not centered for some reason.
They wanted to get the arm in it, which you did not need.
The descriptions were, your boy Marvin came from humble beginnings in the Bronx, but week after week, he's continued to grow, where? As a cutting-edge model who's giving guys and girls a run for their money.
Two things about that. One, the lack of the before the guys and mm-hmm. the girls just sounds like Marvin is competing with everyone. The entire heteronormative world.
Yes.
Secondly, can't believe that sentence did not include the word janitor.
Janitor.
Was shocked.
Every other sentence in the show, even when it's not about Marvin, will include the word janitor.
Marvin really cleaned up the competition.
I wish.
I would love. Oh my gosh.
He mopped the floor with his competitors.
Oh no.
Sweeping photo shoots. And Windexing our hearts.
Left them all in the dust. Wow, we have a lot of good cleaning analogies in our language.
Miss Jordan's.
That's how you know she hates her.
has morphed from country girl to high fashion siren, outlasting even her toughest competition, and they show a picture of Renee.
Well, of course. That's the only person Jordan thought she was competing against. And spoiler, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. This happened with Laura, too. It's so funny how similar Laura and Jordan are in some ways. When did Jordan become country girl?
I think that's one of those narratives, similar to Laura, who wanted to be healthy.
Health. Mm-hmm.
That later in the game, either the contestant or the show started to push. Because you can't.
It's a weird, like, Hallmark rom-com softening of a woman.
Yeah, it's also, there is a difference
where it's like,
between...
she's not like those bitchy, high-powered city women. She's from the country.
Why not small town? That's a canonical top model phrase.
I'm just glad top model didn't do what I honestly expected. Be like, divorcee Jordan.
And then, gorgeous Corey's androgyny and chameleon-like talent. That's an odd sentence. Has shown he can break down barriers in the business and deliver fierce every single time. Has he shown he can break down barriers? Because it seems like the industry refuses.
Well, it seems like he breaks them down and then they just build him back up real
higher.
Quick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a Tetris of a system. There's more barriers falling at all moments.
I do love the thought that chameleons are the models of the reptile world.
And I think you could do a very good argument for that, but it does feel like chameleons are a little catalog.
They blend in with the background.
Yes.
You want a gecko with some eyes.
They really penetrate the lens.
Yes.
And to be fair, Lex, a gecko is a model.
Yeah.
For her brand.
Number one reptilian spokesmodel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bestowed them each with a color, but you actually didn't.
See, I wrote down, I instilled them each with a color.
No, it was bestowed.
Bestowed.
I love that my brain tried to make it better.
Yep, it sure did.
What's wild is, I don't even remember if we talked about this, Sunrise Smize is not a color. Everyone else got Booch Blue, Fierce Fuchsia, and then Smize Sunrise. Sunrise isn't a color.
I would love if it was just Smize Orange. I loved the digital art quote so much because it was for the podcast.
It was.
Yeah, this was done retroactively for us. Someone in Amazon Prime, I fully believe something else was there, and someone in Prime went back. This is the HD remix, and they put this up there for us.
If we had a fan who could travel in time, I believe that they would go back, pose as a PA on America's Next Top Model, and change that digital flart.
Because it was stunning, very elegant, sexy, and gorgeous.
Please let me. And you are up-tooching. Up-tooching.
What does that mean? What is that trying to mean?
The upside-down tooching?
Upside-down tooch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because she got that bat butt.
While that is so gorgeously stupid, low-key, my favorite part of Digital Flart was the consistency of covering up the co-star with the words, because stunning fully covers that bat.
Yep, sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all realize Jordan had 5 first call-outs?
No.
No.
Yes, we didn't believe she deserved them all.
Sure, but we could argue that about
sure, but Nina got the first call.
We didn't
narrative.
Think Anne deserved them all either.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Nina got the first call-out narrative, and that was fascinating to me.
I think it's like Jordan is a very good model. Like at this point in the cycle, I'm going to say Jordan's a good model. The panel doesn't really treat her like she is.
I don't think the panel likes her
in a way that makes the call out seem weird, because to the panel, the worst thing you can be as a model is professional.
You know what I truly think it is? And Tyra will all but say it in the next episode. And by all but, I mean, I think she just does when I get to my notes. They wanted a guy to win.
Yes. Yep.
And Jordan sure was too good at modeling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this, it threw off what this cycle was supposed to be, because they make all these things about opening doors. And this is an industry. It's always been for women, and models are women, and they make the most money, and men are props, but not anymore. But the fact is, Jordan's not proving them wrong, basically. Yeah.
But don't worry. Marvin is here to say another homophobic comment about Corey, as he's like, well, like, you're the girl and I'm the guy, and Corey.
And I love that Corey was like, what you about to say?
Say it. Finish
the sentence. Say it to my face so I can knock you the fuck out.
On camera. Mm-hmm. Let's get it for recording.
Let's hear it. Because you know he heard it off camera, because these contestants say everything off camera.
Off camera. I wish Marvin had kept all I got was a hug off camera, though.
This is where I have tried to be really fair to Marvin, because his portrayal on the show is confusing to me. And that's the sentence that really lost me, where he acted like he was entitled to a certain amount of physical affection from a woman after she had gotten essentially fired from her job.
Mm-hmm. But he's horny. He's horny.
And he also can't give physical contact to Corey, because this high five is the most dead, limp, confused, fingers jangled up. I've never seen a high five that both of them are like, oh, afterwards. I really need to talk about this with the two of you. Have we ever had a top three or top two, depending on the cycle, with such a genuine lack of chemistry amongst them?
I don't think so.
No. They were all friends with different people.
No energy here whatsoever.
It's such an odd vibe, because even think back all the way back to now re-existing cycle one that they have re-implanted in the show. Shannon and Adrian were such buds at the end.
Yeah.
Even people who didn't get along the entire time, there's something just, hey, the competition is kind of over.
But I will also take some hatred. Like, I will take people who are activated by each other.
Like a Melrose Carey D.
Yes. These people just seem brought down by the presence of the others.
Well, it just seems like there's someone that they would prefer to have here.
Yeah. And it's
Jeremy.
Nina. It's mostly Nina.
Jordan finally admits that Renee was competition, though from, quote, a female's point of view, which was, I don't know what she meant by that.
I think she just meant of the lady contestants.
And then she basically takes responsibility for getting her out.
She did. And
people love doing that, though, on reality TV. People love that shit.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, if in my late 30s I'm ever on a reality show, anytime anyone gets eliminated, and I didn't even know that they were going to get eliminated, I'll be like, I love that I got blah, blah, blah eliminated.
It was me.
Tell them it was me.
It was me. Sorry, before we get too far past it, we got a wide shot of Digital Flart, where the spacing was so wild that it made it look like Digital Flart had been printed out and then taped to the Tyra screen.
Well, because this screen goes through a journey as well. We get a Tyra flail of sexy nerd with fedora whose shirt got blown off.
It's almost like an anime when someone falls and they're embarrassed and then their clothes just pop off.
Her boobs were too big and it just went, boom.
Whoa, whoa.
I was a detective doing science and my clothes fell off on the way to school.
Guess who has what it takes to be a top model? And then they try to pretend they don't know what it is. And then there's like, It's guess.
I do appreciate Jordan still throwing dreams come true in there, like she's confused about what cycle she's on.
Not the only one.
Jordan's like, just in case it makes a surprise return, gonna get the edit in the edit early.
Mm-hmm. When we head to the photo shoot, Johnny's hat, I think, was misprinted for a reason. The front says guess, but then if you'll notice on the side, in front of the wannabe or want to be on top or whatever, there's a what.
Yep.
So as though he said, I want my hat to say, guess what? And they're like, all right, guess.
Yeah.
What are
and
we on top?
And Eno Johnny wasn't going to turn that hat completely three quarters so you could see it. He's never worn it like that.
Why would you ruin a super cute vacation ensemble?
He looks so good in this. And these shorts.
Cute.
I like this butt.
Yes. Perfect fit.
Speaking of highlight, there is one thing that I will absolutely give Jordan that she is the best at in this top three, and that is getting the proper amount of sun.
Yes.
Exactly what I was about to say.
She is perfectly sun-kissed, makeup highlighting it appropriately. Corey and Marvin have changed skin tone.
Yeah, your girl is burnished and freckled like an ideal vacation.
And just putting some highlighter on.
Yeah.
An actual glow.
And then we get a surprise. Did not remember this was coming.
Me either.
Mm-mm.
Because Marvin knows who the photographer is. Because new storyline.
New storyline alert. Retail? Was it retail?
Yes.
Or was it for the corporation?
Retail.
It retail. Had to be, right?
In the guest store.
He says it later that he worked in the store.
Yeah.
Yusai is here. I thought we would have two episodes where we didn't have to talk about Yusai.
Sure.
And what's funny too is I even thought, okay, Yusai is here. I know what the reputation is, but I haven't revisited those cycles. Maybe in this first appearance, he'll either be barely in the episode and or not really say anything. And neither of those are true.
Mm-mm. Also, and this is maybe sounds very, very mean. Does he look older here than he does currently? Because we saw him, a few years ago on America Beauty Makeup Star of the Present or whatever the fuck that show was called.
I think that was the title, Lex. You nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it. Yes.
And he just looks like a little haggard here.
Too much sun for you, Sai, as well, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what happened to Jez?
Jez said, oh, you's coming? No.
Guess has launched 3 major models, apparently. Kate Upton, a.k.a. the good one.
Sure. The one we know.
Arena Shake, who we also know, but mostly for being partnered to Bradley Cooper.
Sure.
And then finally, one named Eugene.
Eugene.
We needed to get a man in there.
Eugene.
Impossible to Google Eugene.
Eugene, I'm pretty sure Eugene Bauder, B-A-U-D-E-R.
That's what I got too. But I also was Googling Guess Eugene, which is a weird combo.
Did you find an obscure Guess Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Face.
He has glasses and a mustache.
Too many characteristics, Eugene.
Thing to me about Eugene in the very small amount of research I did was that he's no longer modeling, very much being an actor.
Hmm.
And on his career model highlights on Wikipedia, guess what brand is not mentioned?
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Hugo Boss, D-Squared, Calvin Klein, Jean-Paul Gaultier, and Armani. Wow. Guess is nowhere to be found.
Great brands. Maybe they literally found a picture of him black and white in denim and were like, it's Guess
Let's
enough.
Sneak this in here.
So this is going to be so silly, but also cruel.
Mm-hmm.
The top model in some ways at its best and worst, because now they are each going to get, the three finalists are each going to get a catwalk crew.
Well, that's just because everyone from sports teams to actors and models have their fans.
And you have opponents.
Who follow them around all the time when they're forced to.
Yeah. And what's going to happen is that each of them, very independently apparently, got to choose which person they wanted to support. The fuchsia, the blue, the sunrise. And right now, it's just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for whatevers.
Mm-hmm.
And the delineation is so clear and specific with one oh, that's random.
I like that they came out in order.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they could have shenaniganed this and they didn't have to.
Yeah. And first person out, Clea, immediately going to Corey. Good to see Clea again.
Mm-hmm. Seems happy.
Bringing the fun energy.
And then twist, Mike pick Corey.
Yeah, except then Mike lets us know that he's just here to help out his little gay buddy.
They were friends, we saw.
They were.
We saw the clip of them flirting. But then he says, someone has to add masculinity to that.
Here's what I'm going to say, though, about that. I'm actually going to give Mike the benefit of a doubt, because the rest of that sentence was like, I think it'd be good for someone like Corey to win the show.
Do you think
and
he meant like
that?
Masculinity to the team? Damn.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think he knew, he saw that it was all ladies. And I actually, and this is giving him so much credit, but I'm going to do it. We're not kind to Mike and I need something positive about him. I think he was eating his ice cream, looking at the people who picked Corey and was like, it will look like it's just guys, girls, the girls picked the gay. And the guys picked Marvin and Renee, the girlfriend. I'm going to pick Corey, who he probably likes more anyway.
He does like,
he does like him more, for sure.
It felt like a mature pick.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wish he'd said it better. I just hate that we're still talking about this, but I guess he doesn't know that. He hasn't been there.
He hasn't been there. Kanani, Corey. Mm-hmm. Gianna, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Man, is this looking lopsided.
And then Marvin, we get Marvin saying, Corey's one of the girls.
Fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Phil picks Marvin. Dawn picks Marvin.
Dawn looks so good in this pale blue.
Yes.
Does.
And this is where Jordan realized the negative side of being a butt this entire time.
I did love. I don't know. Maybe Nina. So listless.
She runs out wearing Corey. And then she's like, well, at least Jeremy will pick me. Jeremy loves me. And I'm like, where were you the last 2 days that Jeremy was there?
Each of these at least 2 out of 3 of these contestants have certain delusions that they are like deep inside.
Yes.
And Jordan's is that Jeremy still likes her.
You were actively mean to Jeremy.
He was actively mean back to you.
Then
he
was actively mean, yes.
You told him he didn't deserve it, and then he stopped talking to you.
And then he was always friends with this crew.
Yes.
So he obviously picks
the Booch Crooch.
The Booch Crooch. No. No.
Yeah.
Booch Crooch. Booch Crooch. Booch Crooch.
I hope they take booze cruises together.
And also, have we ever seen Jeremy this happy? Jeremy is so happy not to be modeling.
Yes.
So, a couple of these people are really so excited to be supportive for other people.
Uh-huh.
And that's Jeremy, Don, and Nina, who is so here to lift up Corey. Thank God.
Yeah, the real friendship where Jordan was like, me and Nina were best friends. It's like, no, you were not. And then Renee picks Marvin. And then Jordan's like, ugh, no one's picked me. It really sucks. And then Chris comes out picking Jordan. She's like, I would rather have no one than Chris. And I'm like, well, you just said opposite. So
my favorite part of that whole thing is that now we're back to Chris H and the tie rod.
Uh-huh.
Also, why does Chris have a Band-Aid on each arm?
I don't know, but later he doesn't, but he still has the remnants.
The tan lines. He didn't get some shot choice that he needed to go to Indonesia. And afterwards, they're like, Chris. Also, it's just, of course, Chris is going to pick you, Jordan, because he's not going to pick Corey.
Who yelled at him?
And he's not going to pick Marvin.
Who yelled at him?
Yeah. Although Marvin was his last friend, his most recent friend.
Well, that's when he went back around to Jordan. He remembered they had that conversation at the trailer park.
It's also just so funny because they're the platinum blondes. And so Sunrise Smize just becomes this the blonde nation team.
Honey reminds me why I always loved her so much by saying, why would I not pick Corey? And then we get a preview of what Jordan's hair is going to be for this shoot.
This is a jump scare.
Ooh, yeah.
I thought for a second it was like a in the middle shot. Where, like, something was being done, and then it'd be undone. Nope.
This jump scare of Ellie Mae Clampett.
Oh.
Yeah, they say Daisy Duke, and I'm like, I watched a lot of Dukes of Hazzard.
It's not
and
Daisy
this is
Duke.
This is the spirit Halloween Daisy Duke that you would get.
Jessica Simpson would never.
No.
Ellie Mae's actually a really good reference, Lex, because she had the bigger hair.
Yeah, she had the bigger, and she had the braid.
Yeah.
Yes. Marvin will not stop talking about his time.
I thought that was the whole sentence.
I mean, he won't. But he won't stop talking about his time at Guess. But it really gave me a mental image of Marvin supposed to be folding shirts and just staring at the pictures on the walls.
Excuse me, can I get some help? Oh, no. Size 34.
No.
No?
I'll just go over there.
But then a man that looks exactly like Marvin comes in and is like, hey, he's like, hi, what can I do for you? Marvin says, I'm a straight man, and even I wouldn't have sex with Jordan.
And then I'll have sex with pretty much any girl that'll accept it. What
accept
a bizarre
it.
Sentence.
Accept it.
Ma'am, may I offer you the sex to accept or reject at your leisure?
How does that make you feel, Renee? He'll take whatever scraps he's given. This was so cute when Johnny joined the Corey pyramid.
It was so cute.
I love also that, like, they needed him structurally. Yes. And Johnny was like, look, I know pyramids. I have to be on the bottom of this. I'm sturdy.
I love also all of the girls in their big scarves and hoop earrings. I'm always going to love that look.
Oh, yeah.
There was this moment of Gianna saying that Corey appeals to men and women. And there was a pause after that where I was like,
children.
Oh, she's reminding herself not to say children.
And I was told not to say children. Gianna's grown.
You don't like anything and I don't like them.
I hate children. I'd kill them all. Too much? What was that?
Dial it back. What?
There's also a lot of shots. We don't get a lot of Gianna, but there's a shot of Gianna every so often where she doesn't feel like she's actually cheering for anybody. I think Gianna was like, I should be winning this.
Yes. Yeah, also actively giving bad advice on set.
You know who I realize isn't here?
Alex.
Alex isn't here.
Yeah. I said, I mentioned it briefly in her update, but she doesn't come back because of, I think, her mom.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Though she did do the photo shoot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was probably a Victoria green screen situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this
it's crazy that they did the photo shoot. I know why. Like, I know why. But this is why social media doesn't work.
No. This is why.
This moment
right here. Finally, we figured it out.
This photo shoot is all about the male attraction to female. And then Marvin
it's said, about jeans.
It's about denim.
The most hetero fabric, to be fair.
But, yes, but I also think Guess is pretty gay. Like, I remember looking at Guess ads, and they were pretty homosexual.
Yeah. We learn from Yutsai that masks don't tilt their heads.
Only bottoms. But when Marvin goes up, they tell him that he starts looking like a killer.
Yes.
In his photos.
Marvin is too confident at this point because he was the one who was fangirling about the idea of this photographer. And then to be like, well, I actually looked at the photos a lot when I worked at Guess. What are you doing?
And then Yusai's like, yeah, but I took the photos, so shut up.
Yeah, yeah, a rare W for Yusai, and I was on their side for this part.
Mm-hmm. Though they need to remove their hand from Johnny's shoulder, because every time we cut to him, we see his hand.
So here's the thing. I have hand conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do.
That's not Yusai's hand, because we get this brief cut of another person who's working there. And you'll notice it's always happening when Johnny's arguing with Yusai.
Oh.
So I think what's happening is a gentle friend of the crew of Johnny's is doing the gentle hand of don't. Not in a don't argue with him, just a this is not your contract's up, Johnny. You don't need to do this. Because honestly, I think it's a friend, because it's just the way it's placed, because I was fascinated.
Yeah, it was always
because I was like,
there.
If it's Yusai, it's so rude. If it's someone so else, rude. It's so kind.
And here, Yusai is mean to the models.
Yeah.
The least mean to Corey, which was a nice change, yeah. But mean to everybody. But he is worse to the crew.
He really is mean.
Way worse to the crew.
Just a real jerk. And also the catwalk crew. Like, that's the whole thing he helped introduce. And the moment they started saying anything, which was too much. I think it's too much talking,
too. It's always
too
much. But they were told to do that.
Yes.
Yes. Although, Jen out of nowhere doing lion face, lemon face. I was like, what is happening?
I learned this. Zip, zap, zop, Corey. Zip, zap, zop.
And it's so funny that after he chastises them for cheering and they're silent, at the end he's like, okay, don't you want to cheer from your catwalk crew? And they're like,
no.
Yay!
We were just
told
admonished.
No.
Then we get full Jordan's outfit. And if we thought the hair was Ellie Mae Clampett, the outfit confirmed it.
Well, and look, if the guys also had to wear costumes, I would be fine with it. But they are wearing the most regular denim separates that you've ever seen in your life.
What is she?
They are wearing clothes.
Yeah.
She isn't wearing
just
guests.
Normal clothes.
That a person would wear.
I've never seen anything from guests look like what they put her in.
And the fake flowers in the hair.
Oh, Mercedes is screaming somewhere.
When you look at the other eliminated contestants' photos, none of them have this costuming. None of the women do. They are all in normal guest clothes.
Slightly sexier than what they give the men, but way more normal than what Jordan's wearing. Yeah. I do think it's funny that the show has gaslit every other contestant into believing that Jordan is a blonde bombshell.
Since when?
Yeah, she's always been high fashion. Like, yeah.
She's also not naturally blonde.
Yeah, also true. And every so often we get glimpses in these previously ons of her brown hair. I prefer it.
Oh,
so much.
I still prefer it. I kind of forget that, you know, kind of in a Laura James situation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they're so similar in that way that I'm like, this was a makeover she didn't need.
And then we have the fight that maybe is why Yusai ended up replacing, or Johnny found out that Yusai was replacing him. So Jordan has her leg up.
Is required to kick her knee up.
While wearing heels.
Mm-hmm. And just hold it for many, many, many frames.
And Johnny's like, hey, can we get her an apple box? It's for the Flixel. Can we do that? And Yusai is like, no. I would never do such a thing. On a professional set? Never. Apple box? No.
Better working conditions? How?
Johnny says, I've been on thousands of sets. It's such a normal thing to do. And then Jordan is just standing there like, she's even still holding her leg up. And I'm like, oh, Jordan.
The only one who's saying, yes, the reality of fashion is harsh, but we can do things, and these things do happen, and it's not a cartoon version of a world that we're presenting, maybe.
This is why Johnny's a good person, but not good for the show, because he's treating models with respect and normalcy. He gives some, as you've called him in other episodes, Hannah, Jim Halperts to camera, where Johnny's just like, this guy, this jerk.
Him.
And then Corey has a talking head about Jordan, where he calls out the whole show and also what the show's about to do, where he says, if they choose Jordan, we're never going to progress if we keep doing that. If we keep choosing blonde, white female models. And that's true. And that's an actual good point, because in the world of the show, Jordan, and outside the show too, Jordan's a good model. She's a good, naturally talented, gorgeous model.
But not exciting.
However, the show has always said, and Tyra has said, that she wants top model to show the next beauty.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think still, and I honestly can't believe it, even still watching the cycle, that they didn't want to pick Corey, especially
Tyra did.
On this
Tyra
cycle.
Did. Tyra definitely did.
Well,
that's the thing.
As we'll see in some numbers later, but I just think it's ridiculous. Like, you cast the perfect winner in Corey.
And he makes such a good case for himself throughout the entire cycle, but also particularly in this episode. Mm-hmm. And to give Tyra credit, which is hard to do in later cycles, she did want him to win. She definitely wanted Corey to win.
Oh, yeah.
We do, during Jordan's shoot, get her crew of one going, smize, smize.
Poor Chris. I feel bad for him to be like, yeah.
Can I get out of the sun now?
I get burned so easily.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back at the house, we have phone, Skype, audio calls home.
But we don't see the screen, which is so weird because you...
Oh, because they were just audio calls.
They were just blank.
I know, but it's weird, right?
It is.
They made up their phone number.
They make you guess.
Mm-hmm. We also could have used some Tyrons.
We could have used a Tyron.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bone to pick with captions.
Oh!
I do. Because captions crunches Jordan's boyfriend, Marvin's dad, and for Corey's mom, woman. What? Really?
Unidentified man, number one.
How dare you?
Like it's a random model contestant screaming at a Tyra male.
Like it's Haley yelling.
In the captions, it's woman, hi, Corey, hi, mom. It was right there.
And you know what? That really undermines this very good phone call he has with his mom.
Oh,
so sweet.
His mom is so wonderful and asks all the right questions and is so good.
And it gets not good going down from that phone call because Jordan's phone call with her boyfriend is so weird.
At least he was nice this time.
He was. It's better than the other phone call we had.
And he said he was proud of her, which was good.
Okay.
I will say, in these two episodes, I found Jordan, and maybe it's also the editing trying, knowing the conclusion of the cycle, wanting you to see her this way, or honestly, maybe it's because Renee's gone. Maybe it could be a lot of things, but I found Jordan, when she's talking about herself, to be a lot kind of softer about her story, and I really actually appreciated how she worded that she's been holding on to a lot of heaviness, and she feels like she's able to release some of that. I felt that was the best.
I think you can even see it physically in her. It's almost like, I wonder if she's truly never had a vacation, and she went to this beautiful place and exposed to these beautiful things. And that does, I think, bring out something softer and more relaxed and more open in everyone.
Yeah. I didn't have my first real... And I don't want to deride my parents. They're great parents. But we didn't have a lot of vacations. And I didn't have my first one until I was like in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And it sounds stupid, but I realized I didn't know how to relax on vacation. Not in a stress I'm working all the time way. I was too young for that. But I was like...
But it's just like, what do I do now?
Yeah. And people were like, you chill. And I'm like, but what? And then feel good-er?
And then Marvin's conversation with his dad is... His dad seems confused to be on the phone.
A little bit.
Yes.
And it's just kind of repeating what Marvin says?
His dad seems like a nice man who is not prepared for the level of emotion that his son is bringing to this call.
Yes. I think that's what it is, because all of Marvin's conversations have been, you'll just never know how much I love you and I appreciate you in this. And I think this dad's like, where is all this coming from while you're on this show?
Well, and like, he seems like a man who is confident in his son's love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem close. Like,
I would love, oh my God. I would love if his dad was like, there's just one thing I've asked of you. Don't tell anyone that I'm a janitor. And Marvin's like, goo.
That whole thing is his tear lacquered face. Like, Marvin has marinated in his own tears. And they pan over from that shiny, shiny face to his terrible post-makeup group shot in a way that's supposed to be profound, but is just funny.
And that Tyra Flixel constantly peeping in from the background.
I can't believe that these three finalists are forced to wear these necklaces everywhere. Like they are lanyards, like they are tourists on trip. Mm-hmm.
Laura described them as medallions in the exercise shoot.
Well, they end up looking like group tour leaders for their catwalk crew.
Yes!
Like, follow the medallion. Yes! We're meeting in front of the mall in 20 minutes. Follow the medallion.
There's a tour that goes by my apartment every day, and if I can catch them, I look at my window and just see them interacting and pointing out my building because it's got some famous architecture around here. And it's fascinating what the tour guides wear to make sure that everyone knows lots this is yellow. Who you follow and listen to.
They yeah. Great bucket hats, right?
Oh, love sometimes. A bucket hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even a vest. Oh, love.
So we head to photo shoot number 2 with Marvin Scott Jarrett and Jay Errico.
I will never, ever, ever get enough of how little Marvin Scott Jarrett cares about this.
Eraserhead couldn't care less.
Mm-mm. I love it. He's like, oh, you guys are here. Ah, there's a camera in my hand. Let's take some pictures.
There's literally someone with his name and he couldn't care less. I love
Marvin,
it.
Marvin Scott Jarrett could be Marvin Corey Jordan. And that
It also sounded like he said a 68-page story. And I'm like, that's a pretty big story.
He had some interesting pronunciations. He also said Bali and was immediately corrected by Corey.
He's like, I do love Bali. are they recreating shots that have already been taken? Because at one point he leads a model over the thing. He's like, this is what you need to do. Do this.
I think this is one of those things where the creative is less for top model and more for nylon. And they're like, we have already shot other photos for this. And so it's going to be this one thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it kind of reminds me of the 17 in such a way. And they usually did have like a couple of different outfit selections, but Anne Choquette was always there being like, this is literally what we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, 17 was always easier because every 17 photo is just a white background.
With a million bracelets.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I thought Jordan looked surprisingly good in nylon stuff.
I she looked her
better
look.
Than I thought she was going to. I thought she looked great.
Yeah. I loved her look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it Marvin that said that nylon is only for cool kids?
Sure did.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Marvin says so many things in this episode. And for someone who is dead set against Jordan, seems to know very little about her.
Right?
Because you can say a lot of things about Jordan, but not wanting it and not being impressed by Bali were two things that Jordan never did.
You don't remember that bus ride where she screamed at everything?
I was about to say, everyone made fun of her for how much she was impressed by this. And
yeah,
I'm sorry. It happened so much throughout the rest of the cycle. And you're right, yes. Hannah, that like he keeps saying how much he clearly wants it more than Jordan. I'm like, Jordan can't stop talking about wanting this. It's kind of her deal.
It's her only
the
deal.
The largest part of her personality.
Yeah. That's actually interesting. I think what the difference between Laura and Jordan for me is that I can't believe this podcast makes me do this. I love that my brain gets to posit things I never thought I'd have to compare. So the difference between Psycho 19's blonde winner Laura and Psycho 20's blonde winner Jordan is that Laura had a personality.
Yeah, she was very...
That she worked very hard to change befitting the situation.
Laura had a personality, but very little story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jordan, all the plot lines.
Yes.
Very little personality. And I wonder if that it overwhelmed what little personality there could have been. Because Laura was so fun because Laura had so many quirks and opinions and like little... like mannerisms that she would do, and Jordan just doesn't.
Laura was there to win by both being a good model and bringing drama. You know, yes. She's from actors. She knows how to make TV interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Colby's.
Jordan is just here to model.
Yeah.
Yes, and things happen to Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Laura made things happen. Things happen to Jordan. I feel so bad for Corey, again, when he's like, I feel so uncomfortable. I have to, like, act a certain way. I'm constantly having to like be this character that the two of them don't have to do.
And what a fucking bummer to be a part of an industry that is supposed to be kind to queer people and find yourself constantly code switching, never able to be yourself, always having to play this character or risk getting insulted, getting kicked off the show. He just must be exhausted.
Yeah.
Fully at the end of the rope.
Absolutely.
We get a little chit chat with Marvin Scott Jarrett.
Why?
No idea.
Lex had
he was waiting
wine.
For his cab.
It feels like he got trapped in a conversation with them.
And they're so far away and squashed on the couch together, and they're drinking water.
And then it feels like Jordan doesn't hear what she says, because she says, "I never loved myself until I got here and realized I can model." And I wondered, I'm like, number one, I get where that would come from in your storyline.
Yes, mm-hmm.
However, sure. Your storyline hasn't been that previously. So maybe this is true, maybe not, but it's now new. This is a fully different person. Because her whole thing was like, I'm a model. I'm very confident in myself.
Finale episodes on Top Model sometimes do this. I feel like more and more often, finale episodes are almost a self-reset of who the characters are supposed to be.
Well, it makes me wonder. The show gave us the clip about married and divorced in an abusive relationship so many times. And I think the story Jordan wanted to tell was, coming out of this relationship, I've never felt worse about myself, but being in this competition has shown me what I can do again. But Top Model can't quite get there. They're just like, bad relationship, model, two separate things.
Yeah.
No relation to each other.
Because there is actually a very beautiful story about her being by herself here.
Yes.
Yes.
Really getting to be herself for the
first
time.
Because she went from abusive husband to
boyfriend. Well, and from
but also
an
her family before that.
Situation.
And
her abusive
parent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Marvin needs to engage in some oppression Olympics with Jordan because he's also fully discounted that Corey's even here. He's like, well, Corey's not going to win. So let me just compare myself constantly to Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely. When Corey comes back, and it was my backup quote, and he goes, another very informative day. I felt his pain.
He also said the clothes were ugly. He is fed up. And then we see a PA hand out water bottles for some reason. Why leave this in?
They need it. These episodes had some filler.
Oh my goodness.
They had when I am 45, honestly, probably 40, they had the amount of filler that I'm going to have because, oh
Are
my
god. Are you going
goodness.
On an all-star season, JW?
Heck yeah, I am.
His all-star season of life.
Yeah.
Talk about filler. Ken Mock and Laura Fuest.
Neither of them can be asked to say the name of the park that they're in.
Ken, this is why Alex isn't here, because Ken Mock was back and he's like, I eliminated her.
And we are told that the three finalists will be making a fashion film with a love triangle storyline that will be shown during the final runway show.
And if you thought love triangle meant all three involved, you are wrong, because this is centered on Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Our winner. It's centered on the winner of the cycle that they want at this point.
And the two men are props.
Yes.
And one is an evil prop.
And in Jordan's language, the rest of the contestants will be featured as extras.
No, they aren't.
You get to see glimpses of them as statues in the final thing. Statues! But also, Laura is back again. Laura's been featured more than any previous winner ever.
And the greatest actor of our generation, Rob, is here.
Hey, he sure does wear Chris's glasses in this.
Oh my god, these lensless glasses.
And I'm sorry, we'll talk about the film more when we see the whole thing, because there's so much to discuss, and it's the silliest, dumbest, most awful thing ever, and I loved every moment of it.
Oh,
however,
I hated every single second.
Well, you know what I mean by loved.
Like, how stupid it is.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
There are some in my notes that are like, bullshit. This is bullshit.
I'm
Fuck
just saying, if
bullshit.
We're going to do stupid things, I want it to be fun Tyras. Not like, not a topic that is so far beyond Top Model's capabilities that they're going to do actual harm by trying to talk about it.
That is cap. But wait. I never got to say the thing I wanted to say. Because
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just so mad.
I knew when I pitched that grenade, it was going to explode. But Laura being replaced by Jordan in the film is so symbolic, I passed out.
But like, and what's wild is they're not even, they're acting like, anyone could win. Not from this video.
No!
No!
Imagine if this was made and then Corey won.
Also, if you told me this was a Last Christmas situation in this video and Marvin was dead the whole time.
Yes, yes.
They dress him like an angel.
You know what?
Yes.
Hannah, that movie's great. I loved that movie.
I loved it too.
If you haven't seen Last Christmas, check it out.
It was mostly actually good and then 10% insane.
Insane. Absolutely insane. And then the bench? No.
This is what the two of you think is good camp.
Emma
Got
Thompson's
it. Last
wild
Christmas.
Accent work? Come on.
Now I gotta watch Last Christmas.
There was no fight coordinator on this set.
Sure wish there was a fight coordinator, say my notes.
Because they just have Corey, like, listlessly grab Jordan as Jordan is like, whoa! And then has a giant bruise on her temple.
I'm sorry, but painting bruises on Jordan.
With glittering eyeshadow.
The abuse victim, and everyone knows this, is the one of the cruelest things this
they
show has ever
the
done.
Gay guy the villain.
Also, well, that's just Disney, baby.
Come on, Jafar.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen this, this is a love triangle, but Corey is fully an abuser and a bad person.
Although
and
at what point
so...
Ken describes the relationship you have with Corey is darker.
And he's half black.
But also, imagine a world where Top Model crowned Corey the winner and then had everyone afterwards cheer for him in this film.
And then it's just, once again, though, you can see it in Corey's face. Because after he was like, oh, you guys got to play yourselves in these past two things. And then we come to set and Jordan's playing an abused model and Marvin is playing nice, charming hero, which I don't think that's true about Marvin, but that's how Marvin sees himself.
Yes.
And then we have Corey is the evil man.
Violent, abusive, straight.
Yeah, it didn't need to be that at all.
No.
They could have just been like, he was the model and Marvin was the hometown. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yes.
It didn't need to be abuse.
And also, if you're going to make Jordan the center of this, don't end with her choosing a man.
No. Have her choose Laura.
Laura!
Would have loved.
And I'm going to talk about now and I'm going to talk about next episode. Laura James, this is the reason when we did the Where Are They Now, she got all those procedurals because she acts the hell out of those three.
Oh, yeah.
Her looks to camera.
Can do a lot with an eyebrow.
She sure can. With a brown eyebrow.
That you can see. That's why she tanned so hard. She was like, I need people to see my eyebrows.
She's still more fun a cycle later. Okay, also, now.
Okay, we can't talk about Fashion Drone. We have to talk about Fashion Drone.
Fashion Drone, please. This, guys, I'm going to sound stupid. I didn't know drones are around at this in this year. I was like, is this the first drone ever?
Yes. From the footage we see, I would think, yes, it is. We just strapped any old camera to this fucking drone.
I have never liked Jordan more than when she apologized to Corey for him having to kiss her so much.
That was funny. Uh-huh. That was cute and funny.
And then on the flip side, Marvin's like, I've kissed every girl here except for you, which new information and disgusting.
Gross.
And then Jordan's like, okay, don't kiss me.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we just have, why are straight people always so confused by the concept of acting?
I don't.
It's so weird that Marvin looks at me like he doesn't want to puke. I respect him.
I also loved that when Jordan apologized cutely to Corey for having to make out, Corey's response was, it's okay, it's not your fault.
Also,
I've been on the show, Jordan.
I love, you can tell the difference, like, that Corey is acting because every time they call cut, he, like,
disassociates
away.
Gone. Which is what you would actually do.
Yes. Of course.
It's more comfortable for everyone.
To not be gross, Marvin, we get some backstage footage of adorable Jeremy, still the shy voyeur.
When he hears that they kissed, and he's just like, what? I can't wait to tell him my Pokemon.
And when Corey tells his catwalk crew about how much he had to kiss Jordan, they were all like, ew, disgusting.
I love Nina this whole episode, just being there hard for Corey. It was so nice to see.
At one point, it seemed like they were all playing with his imaginary hair.
Kind of did, yeah. They were always in a vortex around Corey.
They felt like they were protecting Corey.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When they arrive back home, the TV screen is still on a computer desktop, complete with icons. Did we have a time limit on the Tyra Flixel that we couldn't put it up?
This is going to sound dumb.
The Tyra suite that I'm unaware of, because Corey's just like, yeah, I'm taking the big bed.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. I was like, this is going to sound dumb, but when did Corey get the Tyra suite? I don't remember that happening.
Also, Jordan says that she feels her happiness is worth more.
I like it. Good. Yeah. Again, this is the best of Jordan.
Sure.
Yes.
When we head to the runway, Johnny's hat just says, runway. Give it up.
You didn't see it, actually. It was another misprint. It said, runway what?
Runway far away.
That's what I'll be doing.
Right. I love that Johnny's hats in this episode are just like timestamps of what's happening.
Uh-huh. We learned that the girls would be wearing Tex Saverio.
Who is a big deal.
Yeah, a super big deal.
And the clothes are incredible.
Oh my God, art pieces.
There's a reason that they're described as the Alexander McQueen of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. He also famously did Jennifer Lawrence's, one of her Hunger Games dresses.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Styling-wise, too.
And a Lady Gaga dress. Like, that all makes sense.
Well, of course.
The men are going to be wearing Louis Salawaji. I did some Googling. It just looks, it's like things, nice things for men to wear to like weddings and events.
I appreciate it that even though there was a very different difficulty for Jordan compared to the guy contestants, that at least these were high fashion, whereas so often the guys have just gotten pants shirt.
Yes. No, they were nice. There was nothing wrong with them, but they're just not avant-garde or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, the difference is... Like, there are chasms in between the difference in difficulty.
And you could argue that the clothes from the first runway for the guys were more avant-garde than what they're wearing in this show.
Yeah, for sure.
And no disrespect to the clothes. They look very well made and very high-end. Great fabrics. Yeah.
Just two different runway shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just comes from the fact that we always have to get two different designers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because most people focus on either feminine-leaning or masculine-leaning clothing. There's an insane twist.
Let's take a fun thing and turn it toxic.
Yep.
And it also seems very targeted.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
That now, and Johnny has to present this, that the catwalk crew, if your person ultimately wins the entire show, you will get $1,000. But also now, if you want to switch and support someone else, now is the time.
And Marvin says his crew is poor.
I kind of loved it. I kind of was like, they're good. And I love Renee. Best, the last best good Renee quote is, I can do a lot with $1,000, but I don't want to be that bitch.
That was my backup quote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say it again, though. If anyone was going to do this, I think the right person did this, not only in the decision making, but also I think Mike is sick of the rest of his catwalk crew. And he's like, Chris won't talk to me.
We get a funny non-cliffhanger with Clea. Yes. Cliffhangers with Clea. Welcome to my YouTube channel, where she has no idea what words are coming out of her mouth.
No, she even says as much.
No, she feels sun drunk.
But then Mike has ice cream bills to pay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just, and then we see an old Corey talking head about being, like, underestimated. But it seemed like this was all to try to take away everyone from Corey's team.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I almost wondered if they were going to be like, and since you have the lowest, you're the one that, like.
Well, and this is sort of a spoiler for the next episode, but at a certain point in the last episode of the cycle, they try to act like the catwalk crews are indicative of how social media feels about these contestants.
Right.
Which is sure inconvenient.
Sure is.
Everything about the rest of the cycle is so inconvenient for what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I almost, you know what, honestly, I've grown to respect that Jordan broke this cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Mike joins Team Jordan, Jordan and Johnny have a great exchange because he says, "How do you feel about this?" And Jordan replies, "The numbers for Smy's sunrise are slowly growing," which is great for two reasons. One, she got the name of the color wrong.
She sure did.
And it's two, not going to be the last time.
She says that, and then captions crunches, Johnny and Jordan laugh.
Johnny and Jordan share a moment.
Johnny really likes Jordan.
I think he does.
I think because she is low-key and professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes his job easy.
Yep.
And then we get the dreaded 20 minutes before runway show.
I actually did like the Toodles tangerine moment too. I know we like joked about it earlier, but also I'm glad someone called this color what it was.
It is.
Yeah.
We also get another super cute Jeremy moment where Marvin's like, "Why didn't you take the money?" And Jeremy's like, "I believe in you more, my friend."
Jeremy's like, "I don't think you're gonna win. I just..." What was I going to do?
And then Nina.
What am I going to buy? 1/12 of an original Charizard? Come on.
Going full, "You're going to shit yourself when Corey wins." That Nina, please.
That's hula hoop, Nina.
Everyone's better out of their relationships. I'm going to tell listeners right now, if you're in a relationship, get out of it.
Break up.
Tyra arrives wearing a Wedgwood-inspired porcelain blue and white outfit.
And the same insane wig.
Has she ever worn something so casual that she'll also change out of at some point?
Well,
after the show has started, how long did they have to stretch the beginning of this runway show so she could change into an ugly dress?
And I know that's mostly next episode, but this dress is so simple. And then I was like,
but it's also
no way
so specific. It's also so specific.
Yes.
So this.
So
is,
Yusai was not leaning on Johnny, but Kelly is sure leaning on Brian Boy.
Ooh. The panel comes in the room like Tyra's bouncers, all in black. And they're told that we're going to have an impromptu panel, but only about the guest photo. Marvin is first. This is very youth commercial headshot. Yes.
This is my first headshot.
Mm-hmm.
I actually 100% agree with what Rob says, too, that it's more of a Kohl's campaign than Guess. Because, yes, it is the less edgy, more commercial, more family-oriented picture. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so young, specific and wonderful, Rob, and I cannot believe you said it.
Yeah, much better than Kelly saying it looks like a soap opera star, which feels coded language telenovela.
And it does not feel like that. It feels like second lead on an ABC family drama.
Yeah.
And also, then she asked Marvin, "Are you a soap opera actor or are you a model?" And he's like, "A model." What?
I'm a bad actor. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Also, Tyra pretends that Marvin has ever been sexy.
Yeah,
in a photo.
Well, they, because she and Kelly have been jizzing all over him. Ugh. She said, "You left your sex in your villa."
To be fair, that's where I leave my sex all the time.
I left my sex. Jordan is next. This is some cheesecake photography.
And I don't think it's her fault. Yeah.
No, she was told to pose like this.
And they have a Paulina Poroskova of a line, though, when Brian Boy talks about social media, and he says, "And they thought you looked like a pinup girl. Good job." Oh, is that the end of that sentence?
Oh, okay.
Kelly
says, "Little more Duke, little less Daisy."
What? Come on. What? That's nothing.
And you're a little more country, and I'm a little more, what the fuck are you talking about?
And then Tyra says, "It was not porny enough."
I kind of love that note. She's like, "Look, this is stupid and you know it.
You should have looked like a whore.
I want a guy to win this cycle, Jordan.
Do worse."
And then Corey's photo is last.
I thought this looked the most like a guest photo.
I do too.
Clearly.
I also think it's a really good Corey photo.
Yes. He's gorgeous. And his crew is just like, yay!
His face looks different, too.
Uh-huh. Yes. I think he's looking in the correct plane.
Yeah, the eye line is great.
You know what this is selling? It's the jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kelly calls it a Facebook photo. Rob says, masculine but bad. I don't want to wear these clothes because you would ever
wear
these
clothes. But I'm not a hater.
Clothes.
But I'm not a hater. I just don't like you.
I hate you. But I'm not a hater.
We do get this exchange between Clea, Tyra, and Nina. What a trio. Where Clea thinks that Corey looks sexy. And Tyra responds, oh, you want to do him in that one, Clea? Crazy language for Tyra. And then Nina responds, we would all do him.
That's what the catwalk crew should be doing.
That's right.
And this is also why the catwalk crew for the show was a bad idea, because the impact, everyone sees the Corey photo, and not only his supporters, but everyone's like, oh, wow, that's the good one. You can see Dawn going, whoa.
Mm. Everyone agrees that's the good picture.
Yeah, it's the winner.
And to Tyra's credit, she also is like, this is it. This photo is it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird that we didn't get a single word from Brian Boy on Corey, because everyone else got Rob, Kelly, Tyra, Brian Boy. Mm-hmm. Just skipped it for Corey.
The eliminated contestants.
Alex's is on a green screen.
Yeah, fully.
Yep, sure is.
Also, a terrible photo.
I think this is a really good photo of Clea.
I don't love the hair.
I don't love the hair. It looks too freshly fucked.
I like the
pose,
though.
But I do like
her
face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Chris's is also a guess ad.
Yeah.
As conflicted as I am about Chris, this looks like a guess ad.
Dawn's looks stretched out for some reason.
Yeah, there's something odd about his placement, too. Like, both of his hands are cropped out.
Talk about a Facebook photo. Jeremy.
Yep. Jeremy also got the denim tuxedo look. Where he
sure did. Is he, they buttoned him all the way up.
I don't think he has a shirt on underneath there.
No.
They were hoping he would burst out of it.
I think Gianna looks so
amazing.
Fucking sexy.
Gorgeous.
You want to be that woman.
Yes. I've always wanted to be this specific woman.
And her right eye peeking perfectly between.
This is a bang. That stunning, perfect bang.
This is a supermodel photo. This
it
is
really
Cindy
is.
Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they captured an authentic, spontaneous moment.
Uh-huh.
Kanani kind of looks like she's taking off her clothes.
It also
this
looks...
is Kanani's worst photo. Yeah, this and is I love Kanani and her photos, but this is not good.
And then...
But it's not as bad
as
our favorite ice cream man.
What is
she
he
says,
doing?
Oh, you want to see my forearm?
Oh, I'm going to give blood now?
I honestly think that Mike gets one frame. I think they're like, oh, it's Mike, click. And he's like, are we done? Yeah.
With his wispy mustache. Nina's, this is not a good Nina photo.
No.
Her face is not good in it.
No.
And then we get to see Phil's mullet.
That also is in front of this plant that makes it look like some of that's also his hair.
Here's the one thing I want to give Phil. I just love it when male models actually get to have chest hair.
I do too.
Yeah.
Also for Guess. There is kind of like a roughness with Guess.
Yes, rugged.
And the Renee got the faux fisheye lens treatment.
Why?
The proportions of this photo are crazy.
The leaf looks like a purse that's underneath her arm.
I thought it actually looked like tulle that was part of the outfit.
And since they framed it so that one of her arms doesn't fit in frame, which makes her arm seem wildly long.
But suffice it to say, Corey, of the people there, is the best one. And I think Gianna is the best one of the eliminated.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Easily peasily.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's basically the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm. The results are in.
Yeah, and I get that these probably aired on the same night because especially they're titled like part one and part two. But what an episode of like everything and nothing. It's like some of the top model we've come to know and love hate. And also just nothing. And spoiler, once the person gets eliminated at the top of the next episode, it's the slowest grind.
Oh my God.
I have
any episode where you have a sepia-toned flashback to the judging from two episodes prior.
My notes for the Where Are They Now are actually longer than my notes for the episode.
Wow.
There's also a lot on these three, to be fair. But
so yeah, that was the episode.
It's so weird where there's not someone to talk about. We're just
weird.
Lex, Hannah, and JW talked about an episode. And, we had a real good time doing
but
it. I don't know why I'm going Jennifer Coolidge.
About a little bit here. What we can talk about, what we can talk about a little here is like how manipulated this seemed.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
There was no reason to do this here.
Who was Tyra warring with? that did not want Corey to even have the possibility of winning, because it's not like the rest of the show had been kind to him. It's not like he was a front runner at any point. They would never let him have that.
But if you'll let us have great reviews,
do it.
You should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast.
Do it.
Be kinder to us than this show has been to Corey. Oof. And
that's what we can only hope for.
5 stars, Spotify.
New campsite rule. Leave everyone better than this show left Corey.
Ginsburg! I kind of like our differing energies when we record in the evening, a little behind the scenes peek of the curtain screech.
Your curtain screech?
They always do. I did that years ago accidentally. And now that's how I think of curtains. Mine are all Venetian blinds that are very, very old. But we have just a different energy, and I think it actually works for the finale, because these, I feel like we need to like just have the warm hug of the evening surrounding us while we get through them.
These are the after dark episodes, and we need that.
Yeah. We also would love to need your emails. You can send us an email at podleadum@gmail.com, and we're going to be doing a mailbag, so send those in. We'll also
if you want to be part of that mailbag.
Now is the time.
Let me know.
And we especially love discussion topics.
Oh, yes.
For us. And they do not have to be. They can be. Absolutely. Of course. They can be top model related, but it could be other shows. Now's the time.
And look,
we hear people all the time be like, hey, we'd love your opinions on other shows. And we can do that in mailbags.
I can't even say binged. I gorged both seasons of F-Boy Island, and I am ready to talk about it. So please ask us about it. I'm so glad
that you have come over to the dark side.
Why did that show get canceled?
Why did it get canceled?
Why can't Nikki Glaser catch a break?
Please ask us about it. I want to talk about it so much.
You can find me anywhere at Yet Charming.
I am on Instagram at Hannah Jean Ginsburg.
And I'm on TikTok at JDVCrump, okay.
And be sure to use the hashtag PodLeadem. And why the F was F-Boy Island canceled? So for PodLeadem, I have been Lex Basile Price.
I'll be Hannah Jane Ginsburg.
And I'm JWCrump.
And we'll see you on top.
PodLeadem is not endorsed by America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks, 10x10 Entertainment, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. America's Next Top Model and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.